Exclusive: Biden's DHS working with Soros-linked groups to win visas for illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 16, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is seemingly working closely with a handful of open borders organizations, including those linked to billionaire George Soros, to help illegal aliens secure visas to stay in the United States. This week, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Victim of Immigration Crime Engagement Voice, office would be replaced by the Victims Engagement and Services Line, VESL. Former President Trump first created Voice in 2017 to help angel families, the surviving loved ones of victims of illegal alien crime, to navigate their cases. Last year, alone, Voice's hotline received about 700 calls from victims requesting assistance. Whereas Voice focused on helping Americans victimized by illegal immigration, Biden's VESL hotline will continue that work but also now help illegal aliens claiming to be crime victims secure UNT visas. An email from top DHS officials, exclusively reviewed by Breitbart News, shows that the agency is working closely with open borders groups to alert them that illegal alien clients can take advantage of the VESL hotline and secure visas if they say they are crime victims. The groups emailed by DHS include United We Dream and the National Immigration Law Center, NILC, both of which have links to Soros Open Society Foundation. Other groups attached to the email include the Immigrant Defense Project, the American Immigration Council, Immigration Equality, and Catholic Charities USA. The DHS email reads, "Later today, ICE will be announcing the creation of the Victims Engagement and Services Line, VESL. VESL will replace the existing Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, Voice, office. The new program will serve as a more comprehensive and inclusive victim support system offered by ICE that will ensure services are offered to all victims regardless of the immigration status of the victim or perpetrator. Expanding access to victim services without regard to the immigration status of the perpetrator or victim will enable ICE to more fully execute its responsibility as a federal law agency by providing assistance and support to victims of all crime within the broad investigative jurisdiction of ICE. VESL will enable any victim to seek law enforcement's assistance in holding their perpetrators accountable for their crimes," emphasis added. Victims of crime across the nation will have a single phone number to reach ICE to receive general assistance and information for victims' services provided by ICE. These services will include information including but not limited to assistance for victims of child exploitation, assistance for victims of human trafficking, UNT visa information, and information about the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Blue Campaign to Counter Human Trafficking. VESL will provide increased connectivity to victim services throughout government and the NGO community, enabling victims, regardless of their immigration status, to receive the help they require and deserve, in pursuit of justice and in support of the healing process," emphasis added. Over the next few weeks, ICE will be offering question and answer sessions with interested non-governmental organizations. If your organization wishes to participate, please feel free to respond directly to me and I will ensure that the ICE Office of Partnership and Engagement contacts you with scheduling information," emphasis added. Biden's VESL hotline will be particularly valuable to illegal aliens as, if they claim to be victims of crime, they will be referred to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, for UNT visa applications. U visas are a coveted visa category as the program allows thousands of illegal aliens to secure visas to stay in the U.S. and often bring their relatives with them. After years of living in the U.S. on a U visa, illegal aliens can secure a green card that ultimately allows them to eventually apply for naturalized American citizenship. This week, Mayorkas announced a new mass immigration pipeline where illegal aliens who apply for U visas will be given work permits, eligible for welfare, social security numbers, SSNs, and exemption from deportation. DHS officials have not stated how many UNT visas they expect to give out to illegal aliens as a result of the VESL hotline. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.